WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and today we're diving into something super cool. Finding your flow state in all those things you do, work, hobbies, even just brushing your teeth. Ever feel like some days you're on fire, crushing it, everything just clicking? And then other days you're wading through mud, struggling to get anything done? That, my friends, is the difference between being in your flow and feeling stuck. Now, I'm not talking about some mystical unicorn thing here. Flow state is a real scientific phenomenon, but it's also totally accessible to us all. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing your favorite video game, you're so immersed that time disappears, you forget about everything else, and you're just completely in the zone. That's flow. And guess what? You can tap into that same feeling in everyday life. So, let's break down how to find your flow state more often. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your life. First off, know your peak times. We all have different rhythms. Some people are early birds, others are night owls. Pay attention to when you feel most energized and focused. That's when you should tackle your most demanding tasks. Save the less mentally intensive stuff for when your energy dips. It's like choosing the right tools for the job. A hammer won't fix a flat tire. Next, set clear goals. Flow comes easier when you have a clear target in mind. Think about what you want to achieve with a specific task and break it down into smaller, manageable steps. It's like having a map to guide your journey, keeps you focused and on track. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, but by taking those small steps consistently, you'll reach your destination. Third, minimize distractions. This one is crucial. Think of it like this. Every notification, every ping, every random thought that pops into your head, they're all little energy vampires sucking the life out of your flow state. Turn off your phone notifications, put on some noise-canceling headphones, or find a quiet space where you can focus. Now, challenge yourself just enough. You want to be engaged, but not overwhelmed. Too easy, and you get bored. Too difficult, and you feel stressed and discouraged. Find that sweet spot where you're pushing your limits without feeling like you're drowning. Think of it like a Goldilocks scenario. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Finally, cultivate a positive mindset. Believe in yourself and your ability to get into flow. Visualize yourself succeeding and celebrate your accomplishments along the way. Remember, a positive attitude is like fertilizer for your mind. It helps you grow and thrive. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, staring at a spreadsheet that looks like hieroglyphics. Your brain feels fried, your motivation is MIA, and you just want to hide under your desk. Sounds familiar, right? But wait, what if instead of panicking, you took a few deep breaths, reminded yourself why this task was important, broke it down into smaller chunks, put on some upbeat music, and focused on one step at a time? Suddenly, that spreadsheet doesn't seem so daunting anymore. You start to get lost in the numbers, feeling productive and even a little bit energized. Boom, you've tapped into your flow state. See? It's not magic, it's just about creating the right conditions for yourself to thrive. So, remember folks, finding your flow isn't some mystical art form. It's a skill you can learn and develop over time. By following these 5 key takeaways, knowing your peak times, setting clear goals, minimizing distractions, challenging yourself just enough, and cultivating a positive mindset, you can unlock that incredible feeling of being totally immersed in what you're doing. Now go out there, tap into your flow, and make some magic happen. And don't forget to hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could use a little flow in their life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it awesome, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.